This is St. Louis Public Radio. Last year, around this time, we aired a story in which two of our reporters, Stephanie Lecce and Dori Buscarin, took shelter with the Moore family during a night of protests in Ferguson that turned violent. It's been a year of change in the North County suburb, and the Moores have had a front seat. Buscarin went back to visit them on a quiet Sunday afternoon.
There are a few nights that stand out during the unrest last year as being particularly devastating, and August 17, 2014 was one of them. After reports of a shooting in the early evening, police ordered hundreds of protesters to clear the area. Then, canisters of tear gas were thrown into the crowd, followed by rubber bullets. Stephanie Lecce and I were stranded a few miles from our cars. We knocked on the door of a house with the lights still on and met Irma Moore.
And now I just want it all to end. Because this is day 9 of being up all night and, you know, somebody on watch, whether it be my son, my husband, something.
That was a year ago. Today, Moore and I are sitting on that same couch, and I asked her why she decided to open the door that night.
I'm scared to death. I mean, you know, given the whole week and then the months before and just like everything, I didn't know what to think, but I felt really bad. And I don't know, something told me, open the door.
The Moores live just a few blocks away from where many of those first protests were.
If you looked out on the porch, everything was on fire and cars were burning. People were going everywhere. Noise, helicopters, rage. And then to be 3 months pregnant at the same time, all I could think about was how stressful it was to get up and go to work the next day.
Moore says two of her younger daughters are still coping with the trauma. They have a hard time sleeping in their own beds, get nervous when they hear a helicopter. She bought a bar to keep across the door, and that seemed to help. But there are still lingering memories of the times last year when she would try to call the police for help.
We called because that auto place back there was on fire. Mm-hmm. And someone had kept coming up the street to light this gas station. He said if you fear for your safety, you know, you can leave, but where do you go?
A lot has happened this year for the family. Moore still works as an assistant principal, but she's making plans to open up a preschool in the area. 11-year-old Briadora, who said she couldn't go to soccer practice because of the unrest, won a regional championship with her team this year. And in February, the Moores welcomed a little girl, Elizabeth.
We had contemplated moving for a little bit. We circled around that, and we just decided, you know what, that we won't allow them to push us out of our neighborhood to, I mean, where else can you go when you know every neighbor on the street?
Last year, Moore told me about a time her teenage son Marcus was harassed by the Ferguson police while skateboarding near an abandoned lot. He got his driver's license this year, but she says she still gets worried when he goes out late at night. Marcus wasn't home the day I visited, so I reached him on his cell phone afterwards. He says that some scenes last year felt apocalyptic.
I thought it was over. I thought this was going to be like Jamestown Mall and just be abandoned. We're just building our community again, and I love that.
Marcus says Ferguson has come together this year in ways he never would have expected. Businesses have reopened, and residents have formed new friendships. All around him, he says he sees anger redirected into something good.
We are not what the media portrays us as. We are not savages. We are not we are not all evil people. We are not thieves. We are not criminals. We are people. Just like anybody else in the world. We have families. We love each other. We are people.
And as life in Ferguson starts to return to normal, Marcus says that's what he hopes people remember. I'm Dori Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.